You're almost concrete.
Hey, Phil, this is Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, with Local Splash. Yeah. It's all good, no worries.
Let me go on my desk.
Okay. Did everything work out with the bank and everything? Did they cancel that other card? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they canceled the card, and they said I could get a digital card. So I put the digital card in there.
Okay.
But it's only for when you go buy something, you tap your phone and it pays for it. It doesn't give me the information I need to give it to you.
Oh, it's just a temporary card at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, until your other card comes in. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and it should be here tomorrow. But here's my wife's card.
Okay, so on the name of the card, what does it say?
Pat Creel. Patricia Creel.
Patricia Creel. Okay, give me one sec.
C-R-E-E-L. Excuse me.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me see here.
Sure. She never changed her name from when we got married 21 years ago.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yep.
I know my fiance wants to hyphen her last name, so I'm like, whatever makes you happy, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference to it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so how do you spell the last name?
Creel, C-R-E-E-L. It's Patricia
Creel.
Patricia S. Creel, C-R-E-E-L.
Okay, gotcha. And you said when
you were steady in high school. Back
oh, you were?
62.
Nice.
And then we didn't see each other for 40-some-odd years.
Dang. And then back together, huh?
Yeah. She called me off of classmates.
Nice. That's pretty cool. That's a good story. That's how, like, my fiance and I, we went to high school together. We graduated together. We knew of each other, but we didn't really talk to each other. And then, 3 years ago, we started dating and, you know, we proposed to her. This last November, and we're going on 4 years this year, so wish us luck.
Yeah, she dumped me in high school.
Oh,
steady about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Then one of my buddies told her some stuff, and then she gave my ring to him.
Oh, man.
Without talking to me.
Yeah.
Then he asked her out, so
oh.
Figured.
Somebody, huh?
Anyway, you ready? Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready. For the address itself, is it still the 2069 East Cypress Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a Visa?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
41-41-2026-47. Can't read that number. Oh, 4710-2795.
Okay. And then the expiration date on it?
12/28.
And then the the security code on the back?
263.
263. Okay. And then you
got back to me, so make sure you got the number right.
You want to read it to me first? I hit update, so the thing is it blocks it out for me, so the only thing I have is the 2795 at the end.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Well,
you want to read it back?
I'll read it to you again.
Okay.
4147.
Okay.
2026. 4710
Okay.
2795
Okay. I'm just going to re-enter that just to make sure. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to delete this one. Yeah, it just, it, there's a security code here, so they block out everything but the last, four digits here. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then you're the authors, like, you can make purchasing on this, card, correct?
I never have, no.
No,
I've
I'm saying.
I've always had my own cards.
Yeah. But, what I'm saying is, you're authorized to, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Am I the user? No, I'm not. Because she always uses it. I've never used it before.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you can use, you're an authorized user because you guys are married, correct?
Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, as I stated last time, it's going to be the $398 for the first month, and then it's going to go $199 month to month after that. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna send you a couple text messages and emails. It is gonna spit the just like in her name. It's gonna just the a service agreement because it's gonna pull from the card. It's gonna send it to you. So I'll walk you through that process. Also, too, when you get your business card, let us know and we can make that change so that way it can start to come out of the business account as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So let me
do
this.
Yeah, I'll get the card tomorrow, so just to speed things up.
Yeah.
I want to wait till tomorrow, but, you know, I want to make sure we get this thing going.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming for us to get it going. I want to get you with my tech team here. So I will say everything went through on my end, which is good. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splashville. We're like a family here. If at any point you need any help or you want to change something, like I said, utilize the 877 number that I will send to you. And you actually have that in your emails from when I sent over to you an email as well. So it's my numbers on the bottom, the 877 number, that's the customer service line. If you ever need to get a hold of me directly, you just extension 203 for it, okay? So there's a couple things that I'm going to do here. So I know we didn't get a chance yesterday to do the onboarding call. Today, 3 o'clock is booked up. Do you have availability for 2 o'clock p.m. that my tech team can call you? Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. And they're going to call from the 877 number as well, okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, I sent you a couple text messages, so you should receive some welcome text messages. It should say, Phil, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there's a link there that says my.localsplash. Can you pull that up? Just put me on speaker. Let me know when you get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pulled up. So
okay.
You have it?
Can
that's our
experience?
Yes.
That's
so that's
okay.
Going to be what I read off to you yesterday in the morning. I read that agreement of what we're going to do for you. That's going to be this. There's going to be two things at the bottom. There's going to be two text messages, a box for click text messages and a box to click I and the card authorized holder and signer of this. You're going to click that, and then you're going to sign your wife's name on the bottom. So it's Patricia S. Creel. You're going to hit confirm signature. All right, once you hit that, it's going to take you to a login form. Let me know when you get there, and it's going to have a username and password page on there. Okay, I want to take you through that really quick.
Okay.
My work has just came. Let me call you right back.
You want to put me on hold?
Yeah.
Okay, you can put me on hold. Just answer it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm talking to him right now.
You there, Phil?
Yeah, just back.
Oh, okay. I heard you, and I was like, oh, did he put me on hold? Or?
Yeah, well, I was walking through the desk, and the wife asked me.
Oh, okay, gotcha. She probably got a notification. That's what it was.
There's two, there's one thing, mobile phone, and then my phone number. How do I get out of that one?
So the one that says, there's two check boxes at the bottom, agree?
The one that says mobile phone isn't moving up or down. But the other one.
Yeah, that's fine. The mobile phone is fine. But there's two boxes there. There's one that says, I agree to receive SMSs. That's just text messages to be sent to you for updates. You're going to click that one. And then there's another one underneath that one that says that you're an authorized user on the billing account.
The one that says, the one that says mobile phone. Has a link on it. Do I have to push that to be able to check anything?
No, nothing like that.
Well, I can't get rid of it. I mean, it's there. I agree with see this. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see the checkbox.
There you go. Yeah. There's two there. So if you just scroll down, you'll see two checkboxes. Click both of those. And then you're going to type your wife's name with the S on there for her middle initial. And then you're going to hit confirm signature.
Well, it's not moving. It won't move on my phone, up or down. I checked the two boxes.
And then you can't click the sign underneath?
Should I hit that link that's in the middle of it?
Hold on, let me see what you're looking at. I'm going to pull it up on a mobile device as well. That way I can just, I'm looking it up on my computer, so it just comes up as the whole page.
No, it's only half the size of my screen, and it won't move, but there's something behind it that's moving up and down.
Oh, okay.
I
see what you're saying. Give me one sec. Paste and go. Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. So there is something behind the screen, but when you're looking at it, there's two checkboxes under mobile phone. Do you see that?
Yeah, I got those checked.
Okay, now if you just look down below, it'll say right there, there'll be another box highlighted in orange, and it'll say in like fine letters, click here to type your name.
That's what I'm saying. I can't move it. It won't move up or down. It just stuck at half a page.
Can you zoom out by like just bringing your fingers together on the screen?
No. I will zoom bigger, but it's still only half the page on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it on my phone, and I see that it pops up.
It only go up to what says signature is the last line I can read. Patricia S. Creel. But I can't get to where I have consigned it or anything.
Okay. Even if you just keep scrolling all the way down, I know there's a page there, but just keep scrolling and scrolling all the way down.
Well, the only one that I can scroll up and down is, let me see what this one is at the top. Local splash terms.
Yes.
That one moves up and down. That's it. The other one won't move at all.
Okay. I'm going to let my tech team know, and then they can help you with that. They're going to walk you through that, so that way you can have that signed so you can get into the tracking system and you can access your website and everything through there. They're going to help you with that today at 2, okay? Because that can just be like a little bit of a bug that they can fix. If you want to maybe have a computer, like be at like a desk where you have like your laptop or desktop there, what they'll do is... Okay. What they'll do is they'll just send you a link through email there, and then that way you can open it up on your computer, and then you'd be able to do it that way as well.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Perfect. So I have everything here, Phil. What I'm going to do, I did send you an email with the I sent you an email, a couple of them, for the invoice and everything like that that you have for your receipts. On top of that, I sent you a Google Calendar. That's just confirming the time is at 2 p.m. that they're going to give you a call, and then they're going to call from that 877 number, okay?
Okay. I'm opening up my mail on the computer to see what you sent.
Okay. Actually, what I'm going to do is, let's see if I can do this. Let's see.
I don't see any email from you.
It's going to come from Local Splash. You don't see Local Splash anywhere? Yeah.
I see Local SP, yeah.
Yep, there it is. That's us.
Action okay. Needed. Picture needed. Pictures needed. And welcome to Local Splash.
Yes, perfect. So you have that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send you – let's try to do something really quick. I'm going to send you an email just from me personally. I'm going to just send you the link for the terms and conditions. Let's see if it pulls up on your computer.
All right.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. So I sent that over to you. It's sending. So that link, you should be able to click it. And it should take you to the terms and conditions and open up on your computer. There you go. It should. So it's coming from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com. Let me know when you get it.
It says invitation Local Splash. Is that the one?
No, go back to your inboxes and maybe hit the refresh page, and then from there it's going to have Charlie or C. Mullenkamp at localsplash.com, and the headline is just going to read terms, and then there's going to be a link right there.
Okay, yeah, it came up, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just open that, click that, and then that's what came up on your phone is the terms page. Just click the, like I said, the two checkboxes. Are you able to see the sign area now?
Wait a minute. There's two links.
Right. For
localsplash.com terms. And I guess the other one is, let me see.
Yes. So the one in your email.
Localsplash terms and experience.
Yes. Okay. So when you click that, do you see there the two checkboxes on the bottom and then the area where you can sign your name?
It's the same thing. It's only half the page. It won't, the bottom half that you want me, I don't even see the checkboxes.
Oh, really?
Not that much of it.
Interesting. Interesting. Because when I pull it up on mine, I can see the two checkboxes. Because you'll have – so it's split into two pages, right? So the top page is the terms and agreements that, like, I read off to you of what we're going to do. The bottom page, it just has, like, the two checkboxes, and then it'll read by signing the signature below, I affirm that I authorize to enter into this statement of work on behalf of the company. And then it'll tell you everything right there. And then it'll say signature.
Let's see.
And then it'll
see two checkboxes and then sign at the bottom. But damn thing is only about 2 inches. Man, you know, it's not a full page.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. The terms and agreement is up above that. So there's a line that goes on the quarter of it, and then the terms and agreements are at the top. So if you just do the two checkboxes and just sign, it just basically has...
Okay, you just want me to type her name in on it?
Yeah, so it's got to type in Patricia S. Creel because it just pulled from the card putting you on there. But you guys are married, so it is okay for you guys. when you do get your new card, like I said, let us know tomorrow. And then that way, we can make those changes. So that way it doesn't, the billing doesn't come out in her card. It comes out in your card. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you have Patricia S. Creel there, you hit confirm signature. What happens then? Do you have a username and password?
I'm just clicking it in right now.
Oh, okay. Let me know when you're there. Take your time.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the username and password, like the login page, let me know when you're there.
Okay, I had to make the screen bigger because it's so small.
Okay. I have to do that too sometimes. I have to like hit the plus button on my keyboard. My eyes are bad.
Okay. Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says local splash, username.
And password?
What name?
Perfect. Okay,
what
so.
What name you want on that username?
Yeah, so my tech team
my
today.
Name?
No. So don't do anything yet. So my tech team is going to create the username and password for you, and then they're going to give you that on the onboarding call today at 2. And then they're going to show you how you're going to be able to see everything to track through the Google Business Profile. And then they're also going to show you how you're going to be able to access your website from there as well. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Phil. Well, you're all set up here. I'm going to get working on your account just so I can send everything over to my tech team. And then they're going to be giving you a ring around 2 p.m., 2 to 2:15, I would say. And then they're going to get you onboarded with us and then start working on that stuff for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Phil. If you have any questions, you could always text me. You could email me as well. Or if you want, you can call me. My extension is 203 from the 877 number, okay?
All righty.
All right. We'll call you here in a couple hours, and then we'll talk to you then, okay?
Take care.
All right, Phil. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.